Their view of God is shaped by their first authority figures. See, the first authority figures on a child's life shape the way they see God. So that gave me the clue I needed to understand why Israel didn't trust God. They saw authority figure as Pharaoh. And that's a problem in the world now. Every king, every president, they shape. If the parents fear the king, then that's how God is, because he's an authority figure. So some people love God. They see beyond that and they love him. And some people think that, you know, he's like the president, vice president, senators, our government. God's not haywire. He's not like our presidents and kings of this earth. He's like he is. He's like the word says. Some people receive, they walk in greater glories because they see God as he is. More than others who see him as these crazy presidents and kings. And not all kings and presidents are crazy. But so they couldn't trust Pharaoh, so they couldn't trust God because they saw him as Pharaoh. Now, but they could trust that they would be faithful without trust. And it's possible to do it. So let's take a man that's skilled at having faith in Jesus. And then Jesus give him something. See, when you're faithful, you're gonna come to a point. It's time for you to go into the next glory. And when the Lord introduces it to you, if you don't trust him, you won't enter it. And that's the problem that I've seen more than I desire to talk about. Some people get to the threshold of the next glory and they stay right there where they're at. And they, you know, or when they get to a point, well, I got it now. I got this. No, you don't. You didn't have it in the first place. You obeyed God and you trusted him till you stopped trusting him. And that's where you stopped and that's where you're going to stay. But if you continue to trust him, you know, when I read Pioneers of Faith at the end of the book, Lester Summerall said, Lord, I always, as long as I live, I want you to include me in the next glory. He was aware that the next glory would always come. And I am too. It puzzled me to no end. Why don't people go forward? Why don't they stop? I couldn't figure it out. And the Lord said, and that's what got me on the glory. He had me talking about, some people say the next level. The word don't talk about the next level. It talk about the next glory in verse 18. So I looked it up and studied this. And that's why I'm sharing it with you. The Lord brought it back for today. Now, he said, verse 12, seeing then we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which was abolished. One preacher said he covered the glory so they wouldn't see it and worship him, and then he left the veil on that so they wouldn't know it went away. But I don't know. Well, that's kind of what verse 13 is saying. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament. See, the veil is still there when they read the Old Testament, continuing, which veil is done away in Christ. The mystery of what God was doing is still a mystery to those whose hearts were hardened. But those that received Christ, they see it for what it is. They see the spirit of the word. When Paul was Pharisee Saul, the veil was on his eyes. When he saw the glory of God and Jesus knocked him down, who are you, Lord? I'm Jesus. Who you persecute me? Why are you persecuting me? It's hard for you to kick against the priest. From the moment he said, "Who are you, Lord?" The religious scales were gone. That religious veil was wiped away, but he couldn't see. He needed time to meditate in what just happened, so his heart wouldn't go back to what it was. He couldn't see, and the men that they saw the glory, and the Pharisees that was with him under his leadership, they heard enough information to take him to the street called Straight. They knew where to guide him. They knew that they heard the voice that was talking to Paul. All they heard was where to go. They didn't hear the dialogue, all of it. They heard the part of it. See, if you, as you study Acts, when he was in the courtroom, he explains this vision three times. Well, the first time that I just referred to, and twice in the courtroom. And if you look at it all for what it is, the men heard certain parts, and then he heard everything. They heard enough to take him to the street called Straight, and he heard enough to get saved and stay saved. And he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, spoke in tongues, and then the scales had fallen off his eyes, just like the veil had come off of his eyes as well. See, when you believed on Jesus, now you got the Spirit of the Word. Now when you receive what the Holy Spirit has given you, you're entering greater glories. Just like Pharisee Saul entered the first glory of salvation. And then at the street called Straight, when Ananias prayed for him, he received the next glory, the Holy Ghost. And then when the church didn't trust him, he went to the deserts of Arabia. And he grew from glory to glory. That's why he's saying these things. He understands this. He said, verse 14 again, But their minds were blinded, for unto this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament. The veil's still there. Which veil is done away in Christ? But they don't receive Christ, so they still got that blind veil. Verse 15, But even unto this day when Moses read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall return... Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Verse 16 again. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Just like it was for Pharisee Saul. He became Apostle Paul. First he became Prophet Paul, or Prophet Saul. Then he became Apostle Paul. So the Lord changed his name. Verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit. Now watch, I love this part. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I remember Joshua, Elder May's son, used to sing that song. Now the Lord is that Spirit. The song he sang was, And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But now verse 18, the key verse. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So, all this, I said, you know, the Lord had me say all this to show that the glory, the revelations that the Holy Spirit is revealing to you is going to cause you to operate in greater standards. It's not just, you're not just going to learn something and be dormant. You're going to do something with it. You're going to portray something. Okay, let's look at Zechariah 4. Now, see, this is something that happened. This was prophesied long before we see it in the days of Zechariah. And Zechariah the first chapter of Zechariah was also the first year of Darius. All right, so Zechariah was alive when Daniel was alive, son of Iddo. All right, verse 1. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. In other words, it looked like he fell out when the presence of God came. So it's so overwhelming. That's why holiness people and Pentecostal people, they fall out. The presence of God is overwhelming. You just can't stand up all the time. All right, verse 2. And saying unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my lord? The prophet really didn't know what he was seeing. And it's all right. You know, the Lord wants you to be quite frank with him. When Job started talking, the Lord said, Talk to me like a man. And you can get so much more from the Lord if you take him serious and talk to him like a man. Ask your questions boldly. Ask him with the intent to know it. Verse 4. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. I've heard many people teach from this verse. I love this verse. This verse is key to your life and to the promotion of your ministry. Once you say, I got it, as if you don't need to be guided by the Holy Spirit any longer, that's where your ministry stops. You just planted a stop sign. And you'll never go beyond that glory unless you humble yourself and receive what the Lord has to say. See, we have part, sometimes we our revelation is also, it's a good revelation, a godly revelation that saves lives, but it's partial truth. Sometimes we need more of the same. And there are portions of the same revelations that graduate into greater glories. And one is, I put it this way. Some people, they want the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. All right? They enter into a glory. All right, if you got the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, other spiritual gifts can manifest over time in your life. And then the Lord give you prophecy. Oh, I'm scared of prophecy. And they don't go any further. They have a revelation about receiving the Holy Spirit, but when the Lord try to graduate them into a greater glory, they stop. Or they don't learn about it. Or they go to a church that teaches, well, that's not important. And see, why should God have to work around our ignorance all the time? Why can't we just cooperate? He said, let's look at verse 6 again. It's so much worth. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. If you want to know who Zerubbabel is, you're going to have to look at the lineage of Jesus. Now, between David and Jesus, I used to know which one was which. One of David's ancestors, through Solomon, one went to Mary, one went to Joseph. And David's other son, Nathan, one went to Solomon, one went to Mary, one went to Joseph. But in that line, that was Zerubbabel. And he went to both. All right? So Zerubbabel, and Satan couldn't pick this up. He couldn't figure this out. This puzzled him and everybody under his control. They could not figure it out. See, if you... he didn't figure it out. Because, you know, 1 Corinthians 2, it says, if the princes of this world knew, they wouldn't crucify Jesus. She said, proud people always, they never disapprove themselves. They just like that raven that Noah sent out. I can finally leave. I can finally leave. You know, loudmouth raven. He didn't find nothing. The dove did. She came back with an olive branch in her mouth. Just like you're going to do. There's a bunch of loudmouths that can't do nothing because of pride. Now, God made the raven. The raven should have been able to bring, he's a stronger bird. He should have been able to find that olive leaf and bring it back. But see, the raven, it represents the proud devil. He don't get nothing done that's worth doing. But the dove, she came back with the olive branch in her mouth. So Zerubbabel, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying grace unto it. You know, the law is a mountain you just can't climb. But Zerubbabel, it became a plain to Jesus. See, the letter killeth, but the spirit give life. Jesus turned the mountains, the law, that mountainous law into a plain with a headstone thereof. With shoutings, crying, grace to it. So when we say in the name of Jesus, the law that we broke has no bearing anymore. It has no power over us because we receive grace through Jesus. And his ancestor is Zerubbabel. Verse 8. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who has despised the day of small things? That's another clue. Jesus, one man, gave us salvation. Who shall despise? For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice, and I rejoice right now, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. With those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Now watch this. Then answered I and said unto him, what are these olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, and what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he said, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. And look at the candlestick again. That's the menorah. The two olive trees are pouring oil into the bowl, and it comes down to each bowl, and then you can light each one. There are seven spirits of the Lord. And let's look at Isaiah 11 again. See, this is how God's going to give you what comes from the Holy Spirit. And there's two witnesses. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and the branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. There it is again. Now watch this. The Spirit of wisdom. That's first. The Spirit of understanding. Second. The Spirit of counsel. Third. And might. Fourth. The Spirit of the knowledge of the fear of the Lord. Five. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. That's first. I said it wrong. The Spirit of the Lord is first, that's one, shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom, two, and understanding, three, the Spirit of counsel, four, and might, five, the Spirit of knowledge, six, and of the fear of the Lord. So we're covered, aren't we? Seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit, seven aspects that he gives us revelation, and we need everything he's revealing. He reveals so much through us as an individual, so much from those that we have connections with, such as our pastors, Sunday school teachers, and then those that he introduces in our lives to help us come to the fullness of Christ in our hearts. And the Holy Spirit, whenever you're in faith, the Holy Spirit can compensate you. It don't matter if you're not all the way prepared to do a work. See, the anointing gives you God's ability. Now, that don't mean you have God's understanding, even though you're anointed. But you can still do a great work. There are times I'm ministering and the Lord introduced a revelation, and I go back and say, Lord, teach me about that. Teach me more about it, because I said it, I believe it, it works, but I want you to train me in this. And that happens. He'll cause you to speak beyond your years. People will think you're so smart and you don't know nothing. I mean, you don't know as much as they think you do anyway. But holy people that love God and stay yielded to him, they're capable of so many things. And they cause people to witness new standards. The standards are new to the people. They're not new to God, but they may be new, they may be old in the earth, but it may be new to your audience. It may be new to the place where you live, the jurisdiction that you live in. And somebody on the other side of the world may have had it 10 years ago or 3 months ago. And then you might take this revelation to them. Somebody you know that heard you speak. You know, when COVID came out, it started in China. And people go to China, businessmen go to China. Within a few weeks, that thing was all over the world. Now, I don't like COVID. Don't want to bring it up, but the example is good. You give the right person a word, and they give the right person a word, and they give another person a word. That word might end up in Timbuktu. It might end up in China. It may end up in Russia. It may end up before you go to sleep tonight. I know a man that ministers to Chinese people. He used to, Ray Wilson. So see, once that was a mathematician that said that statistically everybody is only four people away from anybody. You know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows a certain person and have talked to them. I haven't done the research, but I believe they did, and it's probably accurate. Now, but with the Holy Spirit, nothing's impossible. Let's see. God, He loves to give revelation. He's always looking for somebody to bless. One time I did something I shouldn't have, and the Lord spoke to me because I had sinned. And I said, Lord, I hate I did. He said, I'm looking for people I can bless. And I repented, and I ain't never doing that again. When he said, I'm looking for people I can bless, he wanted me to live the standard so he can always bless me. And you know, God told King Asa this. I'm not going to go. Asa was the one. He had great victories. Then he saw other people to help him. But the prophet told him this. Verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. See, God is looking for people whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. He's talking to Asa again. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. See, he didn't seek the Lord. He sought people to help him. Then he got sick and he sought the doctors and died. But verse 9 says, that gives us the point we need. The prophet was talking to him. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Don't forget, that's key. And sometimes people say, well, God won't give me a revelation. I'm just a peon. That didn't come from, see, that's one of those things you got to reject. When you love God as he is, and when you trust him, your heart is perfect toward him, he can give you any revelation he needs you to have. Remember something. He don't just teach us for our sake, which he does teach us for our sake so our lives can be better. But sometimes he trains you for others. So when the word of the Lord comes to you and you didn't ask for this knowledge, but it comes anyway, that's something you really need to get a hold of. Let it grow roots. Like I said yesterday, some revelations is like a little candle burning. And then the wind start blowing. You have to put a stone around it. You have to cup your hand to protect it till you get a good grip on that flame. But when the word grows roots, when the revelation gets in you and grows roots, it becomes like a torch. And the winds of the religious cold-winded doctrines can't blow it out. And they want to. There are times the Lord gave me something, and before I could write it down, I'd forget it. I was challenged and forgotten, and I said, Lord, give it back. And he gave it back, and I immediately write it down on paper and also in my heart. Remember, God can always introduce something through people who cooperate with him. Now, I refer to Luke 10 a lot. I love Luke 10. Let's see if I can make it short. To get the point to go over right, I'm going to have to look at most of the chapter. So I start verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face, into every city and place where he himself would come. God is so wise. If you just obey him, you're wise too. He said, therefore, he said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Jesus is wise because the prayers of his people who love him avail much. Now watch this curious instruction, verse 3. Go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. He give them real information. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Now, Elder Lewis explained why he said that carry neither purse nor scrip. Now, that part I had to learn. Now, Kenneth Copeland helped me with that. He was saying the Lord will take care. When he tells you to do something, he's going to take care of you. You don't have to worry about how you're going to be funded. You know, you don't have to, puzzle over it. But the part where it says, and salute no man by the way, Elder Lewis taught me that the Jews used to ask about every member of your family. And that was their custom. So when they went to hurry, they didn't do that. Okay, verse 5. And into whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. You're representing God, okay? And if the sign of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. And if not, it shall return to you again. If the Holy Spirit isn't welcome, your peace will return back to you. If they don't want the things of God, if they're into other things, your peace will return to you. Not that, I'm just clarifying. Verse 7. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking, such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. Now I'm asking the Lord about that one. And into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come near to you. But into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city which cleaves on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come near to you. When people reject God, this is really what we need to do to wake them up. That this is part of the wisdom. Verse 12, but I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin. Woe to thee, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. He that heareth, now look at verse 16, very important. He that heareth you, heareth me. He that despises you, despises me. He that despises me, despises him that sent me. That's a standard. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as a lightning fall from heaven. Now watch this. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now watch this. Key verse 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. And I thank the Lord for what he's doing. He said, and he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. The Lord will reveal things to babes. I skipped 22 for time, because I'm out of time. But the Lord, Jesus rejoiced because he revealed those things to babes. He said, blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. He said, if I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Consider these things. God will give you what it takes to reveal new standards. I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty and move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.